Money. It's the Sunny Side of Sports right here on the Voice of America.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports
right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off in New York City, where the world champion U.S. Women's National Soccer Team has been celebrated with a ticker tape parade. Among those who took part in the celebrations was VOA's Adam Phillips. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page, the address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, you'll see a photo of a smiling Adam wearing a baseball cap. And on top of the cap is a titanic amount of red, white, and blue ticker tape. Adam says he had a wonderful time at the parade. And he filed this report.
The Big Apple was awash in summer sunshine on Wednesday as bagpipers, police, and motorcyclists accompanied the United States women's national soccer team up Broadway, while thousands of ecstatic fans looked on. Indeed, Alyssa Lee, a 15-year-old tourist from Dallas, Texas, was more than ready for the world champions to pass by on their parade float.
I'm excited to see the team. I just watched the game like this past week, and I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
You were here all the way from Dallas?
Yeah. Well, it was like perfect timing because like we're here at the same time.
Nearby, 9-year-old Sean Demiri seemed both thrilled and a tad intimidated by the noisy throng. He stood close by his dad while wearing his very own bright red soccer jersey.
Pretty important seeing all the players coming by, but it's a little crowded, so it's going to be pretty hard for me since I'm a little one.
It's funny because people think of it as a man's sport or as a boy's sport, but maybe that's not true anymore, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I think that the U.S. women should start coaching the U.S. men.
Why do you say that? Because they're so good?
U.S. men, they still got to work on their attack and their defense, goalie, midfield.
A lot of things you're listing off there.
Well, the fact is that this is their fourth World Cup, and they're doing way better than the men right now. I think, honestly, if this team stays together, this could become history.
Your dad says it already is history. What did you mean by that?
I mean, what they've done and the profile that they've helped raise soccer in the U.S. has been tremendous. You know, nothing speaks to gaining popularity more than success.
For Gina Barnes, Laura DiOrio, and Kelly Harrington, the team's success was all the sweeter because several of its members hail from the nearby state of New Jersey, where the three women once played soccer together as girls.
Carly Lloyd, Tobin Heath,
Jersey girls.
Lots of Jersey girls. Especially growing up in New Jersey, it's really great to see Jersey pride be represented on a global stage like that. But, I mean, all of them are amazing. You see Megan Rapinoe and Alex Morgan, and, I mean, they just totally dominate. And they don't make any excuses for it.
And they're so good, and it's really difficult to be able to win so many times.
Yeah.
I think it's important that it's women. I remember being younger and watching, and I don't think there was as much, excitement or as many people watching. That wasn't really happening when we were kids and we were playing, so it's fun to be older and see that.
Was there one moment during this competition, one particular player goal that blew your mind?
The Roosevelt goal in the final.
That was my favorite too.
What happened?
Amazing individual effort.
Like she's 5'4" and she's little and she's young and she kind of has been an underdog through her career. Like it shows that when people support each other, you can do great things.
She watched the last World Cup in a pizza shop with friends.
Yeah.
You'll get no argument on that score from onlooker Meredith Mascara, the CEO of Girl Scouts of Greater New York, which serves over 31,000 girls in the city.
It's our hometown. This is what we're going to do. It's cheering on the home team. And of course, today is an exciting day because these women on Team USA really show our girls how to be go-getters and go for the goal.
Say more about that. What's the message you really want girls to get from this great victory and this joyous ticker tape parade?
You can be anything you want to be. Just put your mind to it, set goals, go for it. And there are plenty of amazing female role models out there. So see yourself in them and go for it. So it's a great day to celebrate women and victory and our countries.
As if on cue, the float bearing the 23 members of the United States women's national team came into view. It was a moment that brought together all New Yorkers and all Earthlings who value excellence in sports and the joy of hard work and fair play. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Adam Phillips in New York.
Thanks, Adam. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African football, Nigeria and Senegal advanced to the Nations Cup semifinals Wednesday with victories in Cairo, Egypt. Joining us with a spicy package of Nations Cup details is Samson Omale. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Senegal's Idrissa Gueye scored in the 69th minute to hand the Teranga Lions of Senegal a 1-0 win over Benin and send the Lions of Teranga to the semifinals of the Total African Cup of Nations Egypt 2019. This is the first time Senegal are going through to the last four since 2006 when they reached the semis and lost the playoff. In the three tournaments that followed, they couldn't make it past the group stage while they were eliminated in the quarterfinals in 2017. The video assistant referee VAR came into use for the first time in the tournament's history and was called upon in the 72nd minute, ruling out a Sadio Mane goal, but that counted for less as Senegal head on for the win. Kalidou Koulibaly and Chikwue Kayote described their fellow West African neighbors Benin as a tough side, but were glad they won.
It was a difficult game. We knew that Benin made a very good Cup of Africa. They win against Morocco the last game, so it was really difficult for us today. And during the second half, we put this goal to make us win. And it was a hard game, but we are happy today to win. We'll wait for them to play tomorrow, and after we'll see. But for the moment, we have to have a good rest to see also the other player because there is some injuries. But we have to be ready for the next game. But tomorrow we will watch the game and see who we will play for the next game.
Yeah, you know, Madagascar is a good team. Tunisia also is a very, very good team. Now, just wait and see. Today, we finish this game. We need to go to rest. And wait and see.
Benin were reduced to 10 men with 8 minutes left after Olivia Verdon was sent off following a late tackle on Idrissa Gueye. Elsewhere, the Cairo International Stadium, Super Eagles defender William Trost Ekong scored a dramatic late winner to send Nigeria into the African Cup of Nations semi-final at the expense of South Africa after defeating Bafana Bafana of South Africa 2-1. Samuel Chukwueze opened the deadlock after 27 minutes. VAR was used to confirm South Africa's equaliser, scored by Bongani Zungu after 74 minutes. But Williams Trost Ekong scored 1 minute from time to send the Super Eagles for the semi-final for the first time since they were crowned champions in 2013. Williams Trost Ekong and Samuel Chukwueze, who got their names on the scorer sheet, spoke on the Super Eagles' victory. First to speak is Ekong.
I was very proud of the team today. I think we showed great character, especially I think we were in the game well. Yeah, we're on the right way, but another big task ahead, but I'm just very happy for the boys. I think before this game, everyone was talking about Egypt and then South Africa beat them. Now we've beat South Africa after everyone said that they were a great form. So yeah, we'll be ready for either Algeria or Ivory Coast.
I'm so happy for winning the game because they are the one that win the hosting country. So it was an easy game for us to win. So we were disciplined in the field and everybody was doing their job. So I'm very, very happy. So happy because it's my first competition with the senior team. It wasn't easy for me to win. I'm so, so happy. And I can't even believe it's a dream come true for me to be here also. So I really appreciate that. Yeah, I know it's going to be a very tough game, but we need to work hard next week. Maybe tomorrow we'll start training also to face the task ahead of us. So because we need to win the cup.
Garrett Raw, Super Eagles coach, said his side were lucky to score in the last minute.
The first feeling is happiness because we won it. It was not easy, especially in second half. But I think in the first half, we deserved to win this match. We could score a second goal. We did not. So you never know what can happen. So the VAR was against us. It was a long minute or a few minutes to wait what he will say, goal or not goal. The foul before was not really a foul, but they don't go until the foul before. So, no, in the end we were lucky. We scored on a corner. We worked a lot on the corner kicks. And in the end we could score this goal. We are happy because we can stay in this wonderful country another 10 days. And I hope that we can also go to the final.
South Africa English Scottish manager Stuart Baxter admitted the nature of the defeat was tough to digest.
No, I can't expect the result. Being the South African national coach, if I expect my team to lose, then I shouldn't be in football. We didn't play at our best in the first half. I didn't think we were brave enough in our pressing. We allowed Nigeria to grow into the game. We had some good moments, but in general, we needed to change some things, and we changed them at half-time, and I thought we were better in the second half. We were more in the game and more dangerous. We had possibilities to play good combination play. We get back to 1-1, and then last minutes of the game, it's tough to take.
For Bafana Bafana, Bongani Zungu and Dean Foreman, they were left disappointed after their loss to Nigeria.
First of all, very disappointing results. I think first half, you know, we gave them a lot of respect, you know. Second half, you know, the coach told us to press them high, and I think we did quite good, and we were moving the ball well. You know, I felt like, you know, we were going to score, and when we scored the goal, yeah, we were in the game, you know, but unfortunately we lost concentration in the end. But yeah, I mean, it's very disappointing, but we are sad, but yeah, I mean, I'm very proud of the team.
But we can hold our heads up, and we fought out there, we fought for every ball. Could have very easily gone our way. And yeah, very, very disappointed at the moment.
South Africa will leave Egypt with heads high after reaching the last eight despite playing in the group of death and then eliminating host and favourite Egypt from the round of 16. The highlight of the quarterfinal matches was the video assistant referee, which came into effect. And for Liverpool striker and Tarek Lions Sadio Mane, he had two goals disallowed for offside after VAR checks. In the Nigeria-South African match, Bafana Bafana equaliser against Nigeria was ruled offside but later stood after VAR ruled in favour of the South Africans. Nigeria's former international and football legend JJ Okocha reacts to the VAR calls in the quarterfinal matches.
It would have been nicer for us to see VAR in action there. You know, they didn't show it to us, they showed it to the referee. But I think it's important for us to leave the match under our referee's control. You know, we don't have to take his power off him, but it's good to see VAR in Africa.
I am Samson O'Malle in Abuja, Nigeria. Is back to you, Sonny, in Washington for the Sunny Side of Sports.
Thanks, Samson. Fans of the Super Eagles of Nigeria were in a jubilant mood after that big Nations Cup win against South Africa. For reaction, let's turn once again to Iron Mike Mbonye, who watched the match at a public viewing center near Lagos, Nigeria.
Sonny, it's all over at the viewing center. Nigeria has qualified, and listen to the initial reaction of the... Excited Nigerian fans at the end of the game. Super Eagles qualifying for the semi-finals of AFCON. I want to get the views of Nigerians on the outcome of the match. How did you see the match, sir?
Terrific, wonderful, excellent. My name is King Basi. I love what we did. Excellent. And I can assure you we're going for the cup. Live.
Emi Sonny Bensi. Our boys played good football. Excellent football. Like it.
My name is Tony Ogala. We were very tactical in this game.
My name is Gloria Adene Omoyeme. I am happy today because Nigeria played good match today and Nigeria won. Kudos to Nigeria. Woo! Up Nigeria!
I'm very happy that Nigeria won. They played really good football. Kudos to them. Up Eagles!
My name is Etty Frank. I'm happy the way we played because the team was very deep. Today's formation was very, very good because kudos to the coach and the boys.
I'm Lawrence Omokumio. Super Eagles, they made me proud today. They played what was in my mind. Up Super Eagles!
I'm Oshila Jaola Oluwa. A wonderful match. Kudos to Nigerian team.
My name is Agofo Pascal. I didn't expect anything less. South Africa is no match for them.
Nigeria. Up Nigeria.
My name is Tony Faromo. Up Nigeria, because I love the way Nigeria played the game.
We are going to do better. We will improve with every man.
We will be calmer than this and we'll talk.
Better with, we are getting better with every game. We bring the cup back.
Well, the match is very fantastic. We are heading for the cup. We are bringing the cup.
My name is Peter Jofo, sports editor, news agency of Nigeria. I want to say that the Super Eagles showed their Nigerian fans that they are really super. They played superbly and have shown Nigerians they are getting better with every man. We hope to win the cup.
Hello, Sonny, from the public viewing center in a Lagos suburb called Gowon Estate. This is Iron Mike Mboyen sending it back to the sunny side of sports.
Thanks, Iron Mike. Iron Mike, also called Johannesburg, where he reached the chairman of the Nigerian Football Supporters Club, South Africa chapter, Osita Okeke.
It was a feeling that we have not gotten out of it. The whole street is still bubbling. Wherever you find Nigerians, we are on celebrating mood. So it is an amazing feeling. We celebrated until early this morning.
What are your expectations in the remaining matches that the Super Eagles have to play in the AFCON tournament?
From what we have seen so far, I think the sky will be our limit, because there is no going back. The boys are doing well, and they will keep on doing well as they progress on the championship. So I am expecting them to do marvelously well to the end.
What message do you have for the Super Eagles as they prepare to play their semi-final match?
Persistence. They should focus until the end, and then the result will be achieved. Focus, focus. That is my message.
Are there areas you want the coach to make amendments or changes before the semi-final match?
For now, I will only say the technical team should give the boys chance to play their games, to enjoy the game, because soccer, as I always say, is a very beautiful game that needs to be expressed. So far, I don't see any areas that in particular to advise the technical team to make adjustments. So let them continue the way they are going.
How do you see the performance of some youngsters in the Nigerian team, like Samuel Chukwueze, who was the man of the match, Moses Simon, Ahmed Musa?
Honestly speaking, the moment I saw Chukwueze when we played the South African match here on the qualifying series, I knew, and I told my son, who took a picture with him, I said, this boy is something else. You must emulate him. So Chukwueze did us proud, and then I just pray and believe that that boy will go higher and higher as far as soccer is concerned. He will deserve to be the man of the match, and he made our day, not only me. I believe other soccer-loving fans.
That's Osita Okeke, the chairman of the Nigerian Football Supporters Club, South Africa chapter. And Osita spoke with Iron Mike Mboyen on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. Football lovers in Uganda are praising French coach Sebastien Desabre for improving the quality of play exhibited by the national team at the Nations Cup in Egypt. The 42-year-old Desabre resigned after Uganda was eliminated from the AFCON by Senegal. He quickly found a new coaching job, though, signing a 2-year deal to guide the Egyptian club Pyramids FC. From Kampala, Magumi Davis Rakawinj has reaction to Desabre's departure.
In a statement, Ahmed Hussein, the spokesperson of the Federation of Uganda Football Association, or FUFA, Uganda's local football association, said both Desabre and the association had agreed to terminate the contract for mutual benefits.
The reasons for termination of the employment contract are for the benefit and growth of both parties in the game of football. FUFA recognizes the contribution by Mr. Desabre for the improvement of the sporting and professional organization of Uganda Cranes that included the qualification of the team to AFCON 2019 and also taking the Uganda Cranes to the round of 16 for the first time since 1978.
In a tweet, Desabre promised to remain Uganda Cranes supporter. I thank my players, staff, collaborators, government and supporters for the investment and support on the Uganda football development road. I wish you the best for the future. I will always be an adopted Ugandan, he posted. One fan, Jonathan Kato, replied, thanks for the memories. You are a really good scout. Thanks for bringing on boys such as Lumala and Bevis. Another fan, Mariam Namtebi Kaites, tweeted, thank you for bringing our team this far. We shall miss you. Jesu Fali said, thank you for your time and effort. You gave us hope and happiness we all dreamed of. Hashtag, Uganda will always remember you. While some fans, like Mpolo Goma Kasule, went ahead to ask him if he could return. Is there a chance of getting back? Please do. You're one of a kind. These feelings are also reflected from the streets of Kampala by fans and soccer reporters.
My name is Bwambale Francisco. I work with the BBS Telefina, the King's Television. My opinion is that we had got one of the best coaches in terms of performance. If you look at the results he posted off and on the pitch, I will say off and on the pitch. We have had coaches here who cannot spot players and put them on the pitch and perform, but the little time he has spent with Uganda, he had brought in some new names on the national team and they had performed better.
Bwambale also praises the Sabri for helping the Uganda Cranes to qualify with a game in hand. Football fan Brian Kawadia agrees.
I personally think that he did a great job because he was assigned to take the team to AFCON, which he did, and he took us out of the group stages, something that we had not achieved for the past 41 years.
But for Rita Tugumisirize, the Sabri was simply an average coach.
I don't think most of his decisions were very good. When you see the team selection, he was also packing the midfields, but at least we saw some attacking. Like you can see how we struggled to play against Egypt and Senegal, teams that we were supposed to defeat, but because of poor decisions, we fell to them. So I think his performance was fair, 50-50.
The Frenchman, who was appointed in December 2017, was in charge of 21 games and guided the Uganda Cranes to win 6 of them, draw 7 times and lost 8. One fan, Uncle Tove, says the Sabri brought the mentality of "Yes, we can" slogan prominent of former American President Barack Obama. The Sabri has been replaced by a team of local coaches as the federation awaits to appoint a permanent manager. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinjini, Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, American star Serena Williams will play Romania's Simona Halep in Saturday's ladies singles final at Wimbledon. Both players scored straight set victories on Thursday. Halep defeated Alina Svitolina of Ukraine 6-1 and 6-3. She'll be bidding for her second major title after winning last year's French Open trophy. Simona, how do you feel about playing Serena Williams in the Wimbledon final?
Yeah, I played many matches against her and many of them were very close. I have learned that I have the chance. And now if I face her, I will believe that I have my chance to win against her. Of course, I respect a lot what she has done and what she's doing. But now I feel stronger mentally facing her and we will see what is going to happen. It's just a big challenge for me.
Romanian tennis player Simona Halep talking about her challenging match on Saturday against Serena Williams. Serena, meanwhile, moved closer to an 8th Wimbledon singles trophy by beating Barbara Strakova of the Czech Republic 6-1 and 6-2. If Serena can win again at Wimbledon on Saturday, she'll also tie the record of the Australian Margaret Court, who won a record 24, count them, 24 Grand Slam titles. Serena has 23. We'll see if she can get to 2-4. The men's semifinals are Friday at Wimbledon. Rafael Nadal and Roger Federer will resume their historic rivalry, one of the greatest in the history of tennis. The two stars have competed against one another for 15 years, but they've met only 3 times on grass, each a Wimbledon final. Federer won in 2006 and 2007. Rafa in 2008 prevailed in 5 sets in what many believe was the greatest match in tennis history. The other men's semifinal will feature Novak Djokovic against Roberto Bautista Agut. Djokovic is Wimbledon's 4-time and defending champion. The 32-year-old Djokovic would move within 4 of Federer's record 20 Grand Slam titles if he wins Wimbledon on Sunday. Wimbledon tennis fever! Catch it! And that wraps up the July 11th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Sidrack Franklin. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
VOA.
Hello, I'm Douglas Impuga. Join me for Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC. We'll take an in-depth look at an African news topic important to you. We'll have African journalists and expert guests share their ideas on the topic at hand. So please plan to be with us every Thursday at 17:30 UTC right here on The Voice of America.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5-minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, after months of violent protests in Sudan, a preliminary power-sharing agreement has been negotiated between the Forces for Democratic Change and the Transitional Military Council. Sudan in transition on the next Straight Talk Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
This is Science in a Minute.
According to an international group of researchers, coral reefs are moving away from tropical waters near the equator and are heading for the more moderate conditions of the subtropics. Those are findings included in a recent study published in the journal Marine Ecology Progress Series. Study evidence finds that for over the last 40 years, the number of young corals who make their homes on tropical reefs near the equator has dropped by 85%, but have doubled on reefs in the subtropics. Study lead author Nicole Price from the Bigelow Laboratory for Ocean Sciences in East Boothbay, Maine, says climate change appears to be relocating coral reefs in a way that it has done with other marine species. She added scientists still don't know if these new reefs can support the wide range of species that have long lived in the tropical systems. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 2230 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
Hi, this is Lori London. Tune in to the Voice of America's newscasts every hour on the top of each hour, 24/7. Listen to our news and correspondence reports around the world. VOA is your trusted source for news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka.